at the Nebraska Bank first set. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Sports here on 107.7 KBPY-FM and Shadrad.com. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shattern.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Cage. It's about that time for Shattern Cardinal Volleyball here on 107.7 KBPY FM and Shadrad.com. Let's jump into the Country Kitchen Starters. Country Kitchen, a place like Ohm on 10th Street in Shattern. Sydney Lady Red Raiders going from right to left. My visuals tonight will be going out with Kira Schrader, 5'10" junior. Lily Weiser, a 6 foot tall junior. Jordan Schnell will be wearing number 11. She is a 5'10" sophomore. Taylor Springer is a 5'10" sophomore. Also in the starting lineup for the Sydney Red Raiders is Regan Hicken-Livy. She is a 5'8" senior. Laramie Misguide-Goddess is a 5'8" freshman. And Regan Nesbitt is a 6 foot tall sophomore. Sydney will be wearing red uniforms tonight with white numbers. Their head coach by Julie Smith, assisted by Renee Dorsey and Jack Throat. And the Shattern Lady Cardinals, the final time here at the Birdcage this season for the Shattern Cardinals. They're going to come out with a 5'7" junior, number 2, Bo Behrens, number 3, Sophie Watson, a 5'5" sophomore, Dove Grice, a 5'9" junior, Paige Slingsby in the starting lineup for the Shattern Cardinals, a 5'9" junior. Jenny Pint is a 5'10" junior. Rayleigh Poirier is a 5'4" junior. And Jesse Alcorn is a 5'10" freshman. They're head coached by Blakely Hoffman, assisted by Kelsey Kroc and Abby Hootman. Man, it is about that time. This first serve that we're about to receive here in about 2 minutes is sponsored by State Farm. Insurance like a good neighbor. Tracy Strothide and State Farm is there for you. The lights are out here at the Birdcage. Only lights is the scoreboard, video board to my left, and the backboard lights above the floor here. The next time we'll be back here at the Birdcage, we'll be Shattern Cardinal basketball coming up here in just under 2 months. So happy to have you along with me tonight here from the Birdcage. Cardinals 12-18 this season. The Red Raiders 15-12. The regular season for both of these teams will end in 7 days, with sub-districts starting up in 13 days. Shattern sits in the quadrant four of Class C1. They are fourth in that quadrant behind Chase County, Ogallala, and Bridgeport. Sydney is in the B5 sub-district. They are third behind Gearing and Scotts Bluff. The lights have come back on here from the birdcage. By the way, the libero for Sydney Red Raiders tonight is wearing black with red numbers, or pink, I can't quite tell based on how the lights are causing my eyes to adjust in a really strange manner, but with white trim. Sydney with pink tops, white numbers, black trim, black shorts, and white socks with pink riding down the sides. Shattern, white tops with red numbers, red Shattern across the chest, black shorts, white socks, libero. Really Poirier is wearing a red top with white numbers. It's about that time. A final scheduled broadcast of Shattern Cardinal Volleyball this season. Liberos are about to sub in. Poirier will sub in for the Shattern Cardinals. And I'm trying to see who it will be. It's Regan Eken-Lively for the Sydney Red Raiders. Poirier has checked in. It looks like Sydney will be one with the State Farm first serve. Shattern Cardinal Volleyball is sponsored. Shattern sports coverage of Shattern High School sports is sponsored by Wallstrom Ford, Shattern Federal Credit Union, New York Life, Noel Vulcan, and Aerial Building Center. Well, here we go. These two teams separated by 2.5 hours. Series history in the past 17 years separated by one game. Shattern leads. We are underway. Now Springer, who served it, passed to the far side for the Cardinals. Slingsby nearly got it down. It was returned back over. Set by Pint up to Grice. Grice aims back left corner, and she gets the first kill of the match. 1-0 Cardinals. Now going back to serve will be Pint. Lights have finally got themselves going as Pint will serve it from the middle of the back row. It's dug up in the back left corner. Set near side. Swinging at it is Weezer. Received by the Cardinals. Pass over to Slingsby, who fans on the shot. Beg your pardon. That was Barons who fanned on the shot. That was Slingsby. Makes it 1-1. Going back to serve is Schrader. Variety fires it. Dug up back right by Poirier. Swung at, and that gets down. Couldn't see who that was. I'll just see it based on their rotation. Really tough to see. I thought it was 28. Which is Nesbitt. It's 2-1, and getting the kill herself, turning right back around is Slingsby. Good set to the near side, and Slingsby put down the boom, 2-2 earlier in this first set. And Slingsby will go back to serve for the Cardinals. Hangs out right about the R and the D for the Cardinals, and she fires a good serve back row. Free ball set up for the Cardinals. Grice received it, past far side. Swinging at it is Watson, dug up on the back row by Sydney. Tipping it over is Nesbitt. Good receive by Pint, and fight at the net. It's jostled, and getting a kill is Sophie Watson. She hit it into the double block. It went off. It ended up being a kill for the Cards. 3-2 early in this first set. This first set is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. As Slingsby will go back to serve for the Cardinals, she leads the team in kills this season. Fires a good serve, dug up on the back rows. Back set, far side, tipping it over. I don't think that got over, and they're saying it did not. And that was Jordan Schnell. Tried to get over, couldn't. It's 4-2 Cardinals. Set near side, Nesbitt swings at it. She finds a kill. She found some blank space in the back left of the court for the Shattern Cardinals and took advantage of it as Kira Haig, the senior, checks in. Serving it is Chanel. See by Shattern, but it's free ball. Nesbitt comes up, fires it long with the boom. 5-3 Cards. As Riley Poirier will check, we'll go back to serve and see who checked in for the Cardinals, but I did see Grice leave the floor. She'll fire from the back row. It's a jump serve, right hand, dug up, back row, set, middle, and losing track of it in the air for Sydney is Nesbitt. I beg your pardon, that was this goddess. Makes it 6-3 Cardinals. Sydney's wearing pink uniforms. It's kind of tough for me to see as swinging and missing wide is Weezer. Cardinals taking advantage of poor hitting from Sydney in this first set. Sydney hits 120 this season. Struggling out of the gate. The Cardinals lead 7-3 as Poirier goes back left corner. Dug up. Received, I meant. Set middle. Fought over by Laramie. This goddess and swinging going along with it is Alcorn. Net violation. Yeah, that's a net violation on Sydney. Makes it 8-3. Lose to Sydney. Straight sets combined between the two matches. Down 4-0 set-wise this season to come out of the gate this strong. It's a good start for the Shattering Cardinals as Poirier serves it. Dug up back row set near side. Swinging. Good dig by Egg. Fought for it, and that's not going to get over. Good effort by Alcorn. That was Nesbitt. With the kill, her second. And serving it for Sydney. Number 15. Fought for it at the net. Here comes. It's Chloe Schrader, number 15. Back set near side, Alcorn. Yes, sir. So now Jazzy Alcorn will go back to serve. A freshman. Yes, she's only a freshman. It's 9-4. She fires it down the line. Aim went pin hunting, just missed wide right. Service error. As we have a couple subs, Versace Loon, one of them for the is the one for the Shattering Cardinals, and Deanna Horst is the one for the Red Raiders. Sydney is, by the way, without one of their best players tonight. Kayla Westby is out with an injury. A superstar basketball player, part of the Sydney program that made state finals in basketball. She's out tonight. Going down the line, just missing with it is Barons. It was a good set by Penn. Barons missed just wide right. Sydney climbs back into it, 9-6. So this Sydney program has been on a roll of late. Your Red Raider, you've been tasting success. As serving it for the Red Raiders is Horse. Back set toward Barons. Good dig on the back row. Saloon pushes it. Set for Barons. Goes through the block and gets the kill. Now back to serve is Sophie Watson. Watson from the back, from the middle of the back row. Nearly gets saved. Good pancake dig by Horst and free ball come. And Poirier will receive it. Pint sets it up for Barons. Barons, no. That's close. And the Shattern Cardinal faithful sitting just in front of me was not too pleased with the call. Either way, the scoreboard's 10-7, and that's what we have as an ace for Sydney by Regan. Heckin' lively. Brings it back within two. Heckin' lively will serve. It's dug up on the back left row. Set up by Penn to the far side. Swinging at it. Getting the kill of Slingsby. About a foot or two behind the 10-foot line. And the Cardinals back up by three. Poirier check out. And is going back to serve will be Bo Barons. Pretty good drummer as well. Serve is pick up on the back row. Fought for at the net. And net violation on the Cardinals will make it 11-9. Subs will come in on both sides. Sydney's going to have Taylor Springer come in. And along with Lily Weiser. Springer will get set to serve. Jumps from the back row. She ended up about a foot or two behind the line. Free ball coming for Sydney. They're going to try to kill it. Good save by Pent. Going to be a free ball coming. Miscommunication, but it gets over. Sydney now in system. 5-4 at the net, and a little bit of gap. That confused me for a moment for what happened. Jordan Schnell lost her footing and was still able to get the dig. It resulted in a Sydney kill as back pass to the far side. Slingsby goes deep, misses, and it's touch. Oh, they're going to say it's a touch. As Jesse Alcorn checks in, that ball did take off a little bit. It was the official on the far side of the net, head coach for Sydney Red Raiders, Julie Smith, having a conversation, trying to make sure everything's going all right as getting set to serve. His pants, she goes back row. Late call, it's long. Can definitely hear some rumbling on this near side. It's going back to serve is Kara Schrader. Schrader, what a righty. Fires it, it's a bullet. Dug up on the back row. Set up for Grice. She hit into the double block. Now back up for the Cardinals. Alcorn got it dug up by Hickenlivy. Set up near side. Good. Received by Watson. Penn will push it over to Alcorn. Alcorn goes deep and good save by Sydney. It gets over. What a kill by Nesbitt. She was off balance. Got her right hand on it. Hit it off the net. And the net folded enough that the ball got over. Shatter didn't think it had a chance, but it got over. And now we're tied at 12 apiece. Jostling for it at the net, gets over. Nice play by Grice. Set near side, firing it over to Schnell. Slingsby with the boom. Pint dishing up assist, and Slingsby is being cool in the cool side of the pillow at night. And she'll be the one who goes back to serve for the Cardinals. Serve goes to the back left corner, and it's an ace. Slingsby went pin hunting back left, and now Cardinals are up by two. We're not seeing many side outs right now. Slingsby double jump, gets the serve, it gets pancaked on the back row. Send over, free ball for the Cards. Poirier will dish it to the near side. Alcorn, yes, sir! Nope. Net violation. Both teams are struggling at the net tonight so far. But net violations. And serving it is Schnell. Back pass over to Watson. Received on the back row by Sydney. Set far side, off balance. To Schrader, and she gets a kill. These teams are going at it right now. It's 14 apiece. Either side wanting to call timeout right now. And serving it is Schnell. Dug up on the back row by Haig. Poirier will send it over to Alcorn. Alcorn from beyond the 10-foot line. Here's a free ball over. Set near side. Nesbitt tips it into the double block. It's a roof. Blocked by Grice and Alcorn. Two underclassmen put the Cardinals back up 15-14. Here on my near side, the student section isn't nearly as full in terms of going up the rows as everybody else, but it is packed in the birdcage. Nesbitt goes back row. Haig received it. Set up for Behrens. Almost got it down, but Schrader dug it up. Set up for Nesbitt, who tried to be cute with it. She was kind of going corner hunting as the front right corner, but wasn't able to get it over the net. Makes it 16-14 Cardinals. Cardinals deep in a little bit of distance. It's been tied a few times. Sydney has yet to lead in this match. Set up by Springer. Nesbitt gets a kill. Poirier couldn't move whatsoever and ended up being a kill for Nesbitt. Brings it back with them. 16-15. Going back to serve is Chloe Schrader. Schrader Zeta Steen fires off the serve. It goes right into the nylon. Makes it 17-15 Cards. Oi. Wish one of these teams would call a timeout so I can get a message in from Nebraska Bank, but we're rolling. 17-15 as Alcorn goes back left corner, dug up by Hickenlevy. Swung from the back row, and it's down. That was Chloe Schrader from about 20 feet behind the net. Got it down on the back row. It doesn't get much better than that as Deanna Horst will serve. Earn a heavy brace over that left knee, and it goes off Poirier and hits off Fakade. That's an ace. Seventeen apiece. Can Chattern get back in front as Horst will serve? Dug up by Poirier. It's going to be Jocelyn. That good save by Saloon. Pass over the far side. Watson sends it over. Received by Schrader. Comes near side into the block. And Sydney has their first lead of the match off of Ryland. It's a goddess getting her first kill of the match. 18-17, Sydney. Bullet to Poirier. Set up for Ryland. It's a goddess. And she gets another kill off the free ball. Blakely Hoffman will stand up off her chair and call a timeout. 19-17. Sydney leads Shannon late in this first set. We'll go ahead and take a break for a message from our first set sponsor, Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. You're tuning in to Shannon Cardinal Volleyball here on KBPY.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Chadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Shadrat Sports coverage of Shadron High School Sports is sponsored by Home Haven, Big Bats Conigo, Security First Bank, Eagle Chevrolet, Skeeter's Napa, Shadron Lumber, Heritage Seed, Morford's Decorating Center, Nebraska Land Tire, and Hauser's Grab and Go. Now back to serve for the car. Red Raiders up 19-12. That was Deanna Horst. 5-4 at the net. Shadron, it's going to be a net violation on Sydney. Yep. Can't land into the net. As it ends a 3-0 run for the Red Raiders. I'd like to thank more of our sponsors for our coverage of Shadron High School Sports. First National Bank, Omaha, Hilltop Lanes, FNICM, Wilds, and Legacy Co-op. Set near side, swung at. Good dig by Poirier off the attempt by Schrader. Watson, Slingsby, I beg your pardon, sends it over. Set up near side. It's a goddess. Oh, Slingsby saves it. Set up into the double block, and that's a double block by Behrens. And I believe Watson or Pitt was in there. And the Cardinals have tied it back up at 19s. As Sophie Watson will go back to serve. Goes middle, nearly gets an ace. Good receive. It's a goddess goes at Saloon and gets the kill. Boy, we're swinging tonight. That was Ryland. As Reagan Hacken-Lively goes back to serve up 20-19. Late in this first set, goes at Poirier. She receives it. Pitt will set up, tips it over to Behrens. Behrens goes back corner on and gets the kill. The first time the Cardinals have gotten a call on that side tonight. Evens it up at 20 apiece. Sit back and enjoy the ride. The way this first set's going, we could be in for a long night. As Behrens will serve it right into the tape. Sydney 21, Shattern 20. See who gets to serve it for Sydney. It's Taylor Springer. Shattern will go 3-0. Leave the right front open. Three on the back row, received by Watson, set up by Pent to the far side. Slingsby Dug up by Horst, and a miss hit. Underpass by Sydney evens it up at 21 apiece. Sydney has both their timeouts left. By the way, timeouts, the one that Shadron took is sponsored by Dunbar's U Design at top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. And Sydney will actually call that timeout. It's 21 apiece. What a match we've had so far, back and forth. Neither side has gotten more than a three-point lead. Shadron with the largest one, and that was three in this Nebraska Bank first set. Studio 308, D Nation Studio 308, specialized in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care. And down at Shadron Chiropractic in downtown Shadron. Private financial expert, financial advice starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shadron at 308-430-0760. Fire and Ice Mechanical. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys that know about a Ream unit today. 308-432-6722. Back serve for the Cardinals is Jenny Pent. Jump serve, back row, dug up, received by Horst. Set up to the far side, swinging at it. Is Schrader, the net still shaking. Free ball coming as Poirier sends it over. Megan Levy received it, set up, middle. Push it over as Weezer. Good receive on the back row. Set up for Grice. Hits it into the double block, and it's down. Sydney 22, Shadron 21. Shadron already has more points in this first set than they got in either of the two sets in Alliance, but you looked earlier this season, it was 25-23 and 28-26. And a Sydney sweep, so these two teams go at each other. And going back row, hunting and getting it down is Schnell. Her first kill of the match, 23-21. Again, Shadron somehow get back into this. They've had the lead in the majority of the first set. This serving it is Schrader. She goes back row. Good receive by Watson. Set up middle for Grice into the block. And Sydney has set point. Blakely Hoffman will call timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design at personalized top-notch embroidery, including letterman's jackets and personalized stuffed animals. 24-21. Late in this first set, Sydney will have set point after this break. Scooter's Coffee, try their world-class espresso, melded with cream and caramel and hot textured milk, intertwined with all the pumpkin spices, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and more. In a perfect medley in a cup, the Encore course with cream, cinnamon, and a drizzle of caramel. American Legion, the Post 12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shadron Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. And T-Salon and Boutique, with your next hair appointment. T-Salon online or call 308-430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion. Set point for the Red Raiders with the largest lead of the match. Going deep and hitting the official is Kara Schrader. 24-22. Now Shadron has a chance to make this interesting. Set point number two for the Red Raiders as Paige Slingsby will serve. Jump serve off balance. That barely gets over, but an ace! I did not see that coming. 23-24. Cardinals can extend this first set with a point here. Slingsby switches in the air, and that's she lost her balance. And a very anticlimactic end to the first set as the Red Raiders take the first one. I don't think anyone here in here really realizes it yet. I barely do. 25-23, the Red Raiders take the first set over the Shadron Cardinals. Leads 1-0. Over Shadron. We'll go ahead and take a break. This first set was sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Come back for the second set up next year on KBPY-FM and Shadrat.com.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Shadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shadron, unless you like being stranded.
One nothing, the Sydney Red Raiders lead the Shadron Cardinals after the first set here at the Birdcage. Chase Thompson here with you. This second set will be sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Leniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Leniger. That was a wild first set. Shadron controlled the most of it, and Sydney worked their way back. They're actually going to switch the sides for the officials. This is interesting because a lot of the calls in the first set on where the one to my right is, and they switched corners. The one to my right, some of the calls were questionable for that went the way of Sydney, not bashing the officials and just pointing out that some of the Shadron Cardinal fans weren't too happy with that, and they switched the corners of the officials. We've subbed liberos in and out, but the Sydney Red Raiders lead 1-0 as we start this. Farm Bureau agent Brian Leniger, second set. Serving it was Jenny Pent, and she'll start it off with the serve. In that first set, Shadron was led and killed by Paige Slingsby. For Sydney, it was Regan Nesbitt. That was mainly in the first half of the set. Coming up big late was Ryland Miscatis. Set near side, jostle at the net. I think that's going to be Shadron ball, yeah. It is Shadron, 0-2-0, similar to the first set, the Shadron Cardinals get up early. As Slingsby, Penn, I beg your pardon, will serve. It's dug up on the back row by Regan Hickenlivy. And a net violation is going to be called on Sydney. 3-0 cards early in this second set. Studio 308, Dean Nitchin, Studio 308, specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Jenny Pent will serve it. It goes to the back row. Hickenlivy along with, I couldn't tell who the other person was, as Grice with the kill. She just pushed it to the back left corner. Sydney got sucked in toward the net, and Grice went deep, got it. 4-0 cards. Trying to see, I believe that's Regan Nesbitt. That's been on the back row. Yeah, it is. They're going to go right at her. Received. Throwing it back in is Weiser and Nesbitt along with another player. A miscommunication. 5-0 cards. Sprinting out to the lead in this second set. These two teams have been playing close all year. And another ace. 6-0 run for the cards. That's two from Jenny Pent. And a bunch of students are wearing trash bags tonight. That's interesting as Pent will serve. Hickenlivy barely able to get it. Nesbitt sends it near side to Weiser. She swings it over. Pent with the dig. Poirier will set it backside. Slingsby into the net. That got over. Alcorn, yes or no? What a play. Slingsby back set. Alcorn into the block and down. Rolled off the block left hand. Sydney calls the timeout. 7-0 run for the Cardinals. This second set is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. Let's take a break from a message from Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Liniger, in Chadron. Then, rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Back at the Birdcage for the final time until December. The Chadron Cardinals lead this second set 7-0 after falling in the first set 25-23. The Sydney Red Raiders, Jenny Pennant, back to serve. She has two aces in this 7-0 run of getting this second set. Quite in the first set, other than a few assists. Nearly got another one set near side. Weiser goes up, picked up by Slingsby. Back set toward Alcorn. Good receive by Springer. Set far side. Weiser pushes it. Poirier will set up to the near side. Alcorn, yes! Goes up the fingertips of one of the Red Raider players, and it's 8-0 Cards in this second set. Bent, the one serving this entire run. She goes toward Hicken Livy. Back row set up. Swung at by Schrader. Good receive. Shattern able to keep it alive. Set near side to Weiser. Hits it into the net. Doesn't get over. 9-0 run. The Cards are approaching the longest run we've had this season here on KBPY-FM for Shattern High School Volleyball. Bent will serve. Back row, Hicken Livy. With a receive, back pass. Gets off the tape, and Sydney gets their first point in the set. Wow. Kira Schrader will serve it for the Red Raiders. 9-1 Cardinals. Pint sets it to the far side. Alcorn off the block and down. She had one kill in that first set, and now she has three in the second. It's Slingsby, will serve. She goes back left, dug up by Schrader. Set near toward the front, overpass, good play with the sneaky shot is Lily Weiser. Her second kill of the match, wearing number two. 10-2, Guards. And Jordan Schnell will serve it. Poirier with the receive in the back middle. Set up far side. Watson. Yes! We're getting a lot of tiny deflections and some late saves. That's why I'm holding off and holding the yes throughout the night as Poirier will serve. Set back set. Dipped in, and that is just out. Shatter knew it. 11-3 Cards. Dribbling the ball back to serve it. It'll be Chloe Schrader. Jump serve, back row, dug up by Poirier. Set by Pent to the left side. Barron's good received by Kira Schrader, set near side. And getting the kill is Rylan Miskatis. The second kill is set for the Red Raiders. 11-4. Shattering. And serving it is Chloe Schrader. Back set near side. Alcorn, yes! She's a freshman, and she has four kills in this second set. It has taken over the team lead in kills in this match. And she'll go back to serve, 12 to 4 cards. Good serve. That's going to be not an ace. As Kira Schrader sends it over. Back row received by Hegg. Push far side to Watson into the block, but it actually just went wide. It's point for the Red Raiders, 12 to 5. And going is back to serve will be Deanna Horst, the senior. Horst, back row bullet, Hegg with the receive. Poirier chasing after it. Bent with the overpass. Here we go. Sydney on offense. Schrader, Kiara, kill. Shattern was out of system. There's plenty of room, and it was all scrambled the rest of the way, and Sydney took advantage of it. 12-6 Cardinals. It was 8-0 at one point, and the serve goes off the tape, and that's an ace. Went middle, net folded in half. Seeing that a lot tonight. That's the second ace of the match for Deanna Horst. Sydney working their way back in slowly but surely, 12-7. Horst will serve it. This one's a lot higher. Poirier with the receive. Pant tried to get it over. She just sends it over. Swing goes long from. Let me see who that was. That was Laramie, Miss Goddess. And serving it for the Cardinals is Sophie Watson. Received back row. Set near side. Here comes Kira Schrader. Got a kill out of the deal. That's her third of the match, 13-8. Shattering. As Reagan Heckin Lively will serve at the libero. Fires it back row. Received by Seilu and set toward Barron's. Good block. Pint pushes it far side. And Slingsby hits it off the block and gets her first kill this second set. 14-8 cards. Shattern has yet to get a set against Sydney this season, but all of them have been relatively close within five or less as Bo Barron's with the serve, Hick and Livy with the serve, overpass, and Slingsby gets a cheap kill. Mercedes St. Loon and Sophie Watson. A little bit of fun right there. As Barron's with the serve, a bigger part than that was Watson. Overpass, received, set up by Penn. Grice into the block and down! Grice third on the team with kills, coming into the night now. By my count, has a total of 121 on the season. And serving it is Barron's, goes back row with it. Dug up, received by Horse, into the block. Slingsby receives it, set up for Grice. Grice tried to tip it and be cute. Sydney will push to the far side. Riley Miss Goddess, and Sydney had a three count. Celia Landon's mother, Sydney Simon, didn't think so, but they did. And the Cardinals have stretched the lead back up to 9, 17-8. Late in this second set. Shattern Chiropractic, we've only got one spine, take care of it with support of chiropractic care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern. Thriving financial expert, financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Russ in Shattern at 308-430-0760. Fire and Ice Mechanical, Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shattern, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys I know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. Scooter's Coffee, try their world-class espresso mellow with creamy caramel and hot texture milk intertwined with all the pumpkin spices, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and more. Get a perfect medley in a cup, the Encore, of course, whipped cream, cinnamon, and a drizzle of caramel. This timeout was sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including Yats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. 17-8, the Shattern Cardinals lead the Sydney Red Raiders late in this second set. Sydney won the first one, 25-23, and Shattern looks to get their first set of the year against Sydney. Bo Barron's will be the one who serves it for the Cards. Fires it back left, dug up. Beg your pardon, received by Hinkley Lindley. Shattern now sets it up for Grice, and I think that was tipped. I thought it was tipped, but it's going to be long. They're going to not. The officials are going to say it's not a tip, so it'll be an attacking error for the Guards. Taylor Springer will be the one who serves for the Red Raiders. A bullet to the back row, dug up, received by Watson, sent far side. Slingsby! Oh, what a receive! Josh for at the net, it's still alive! Nope. Ten. Sydney keeps pushing their way back into the set. First one was all shattered. This is at the point where Sydney started to gain control of it. As far in the serve is Springer. Pint will push it to Slingsby. Goes deep with it and misses. No. I didn't see a touch right there. They're going to have the officials are going to have a discussion. What's the call? Shattered student section. This is a point. It's a point for the Cards. They probably deserve the last point, but this one they do. We're going to double check the scorebook on the far side, and I'm going to go off the scoreboard. 18-10 Guards. I don't know, make a sub since it was a side out. Disney Elkhorn. As Jenny Pint will serve. Pint from the middle, goes to the back middle. Good receive off the block. Poirier with the dig. Back set toward Elkhorn into the double block. Shattering out of sorts. Slingsby swings at it, goes, tries to go back right corner, but gets a kill out of the deal. 19-10. And Sydney will make a sub. This is a sub that does count. So here comes the serve from Bent on the back row. Received by Hick and Libby. As we see some Shattern State volleyball players actually walking to the gym, and it's a net violation on Sydney. Yeah, there's a few Shattern State volleyball players here right now. 20-10. And we're going to have another discussion at the net. We'll see what the official call is. We could use our Jeremy Anderson to give an explanation over the PA. What's the call, Jeremy? I saw a jump ball signal, which in basketball would mean a tie-up, and we replay. 19-10 is the score. And we'll serve. And Jenny gets an ace! That's her third, and Cindy will make a sub. Shattern will serve it. Jenny Pint will serve up 20-10. Goes back middle. Good receive on the back row by Horse. Set up for Weiser, beg your pardon. Elkhorn into the double block. Guy saves it over. Here comes Sydney on offense. Out of sorts, but Jordan Schnell gets the kill. She was off balance, still got it down. She had a kill in the first set, now she has one in this second set. Garrett Schrader will go back to serve. Received on the back row by Watson. Good play by Alcorn to keep it alive. Pint sets it over. Free ball. Here comes Sydney. Set near side. Schnell. Pint with the dig. Poirier with the pass to the far side. Alcorn. Free ball coming to the Cards. Watson. Pint. Back set. Slingsby. No. Got too flat with the hit, and it goes long. 20-12, Red Raiders. And Kier Schrader serves that one straight into the nylon. Gives that ball plenty of nylon to see. 21-12, and Sydney will make a sub. That's Ava Witte. Check it in for the Red Raiders. Yeah, serving it. Cardinals of Slingsby. Tough receive by Chanel. Slingsby gets down the floor for that one. Grice into the double block, and it is Regan Nesbitt and Jordan Chanel on the double block. 8-point lead for the Cards, 21-13. Chanel will go back to serve. Goes across court, good dig by Hag. Hits into the double block. Jostle at the net. It's a kill for the Red Raiders. That is Ava Witte, who just checked in 2 points ago with the kill. And so it is Chanel. Back pass over to Watson, and she swings and hands on the shot. 21-15. Oh, good receive by Poirier after the serve from Chanel, and a net violation is going to be called. And it's going to be the Cardinals' point, 22-15. Bo Behrens runs on in. Sydney's going to make a late counter. Lee Weezer. Where will serve. Dug up on the back row by Kira Schrader. Set near side. Nesbitt off the block. That's a kill. She had 4 kills. She led the team in kills in the first set. She's been quiet in this. Barbarian agent Brian Linegar's second set, but now she gets on the board. 22-16. Boy Schrader will go back to serve. Goes back right corner. Hag with the dig. Set far side. Watson. Schrader. After the cross-court attempt at the net, Riley Misogatis sent over. Pitt was looking for Pater in the back right corner, but it was received. Pitt sets it up, back pass. Alcorn! Good catch. As Riley Misogatis sends it over. Pitt will dish it over. Watson finds a gap and gets the kill. 23-16. I hope you don't have any plans. Well, if you do, sit back and enjoy the ride. But if you didn't, if you had any plans and wanted to stay tuned to Shannon Cardinal Volleyball, you're going to have to wait a little while. This one might go 5. Good serve, back row. It was Alcorn with the serve. Behrens catches it and sends it over to Watson. And free ball, Riley Misogatis says, sends it over. Alcorn sends it far side. Watson, but gets it. Good play by, good hustle by Hag. Far side, here comes Watson, tips it over at 10-foot line with the dig. It is Chloe Schrader. These two teams setting free balls up. Pitt, oh, what a play at the net. Behrens, nope, Sydney now in system. And Nesbitt off balance, hits in the net. And it's a point for the Cardinals, and they're going to have set point for the first time this year against Sydney. 24-16, look. Red Raiders won the first one, 25-23. And that'll be the freshman with the one who serves it up. Hicken Livy with the receive. She's got to set it over, and that's the set for the Cardinals. 25-16 is the second set. This second set was sponsored by Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Linegar. It comes to protecting your family. Count on Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Linegar. That was fun. Well, we'll hang out for at least 2 more sets, but first we got to take a break. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on KBPY FM and Shadrad.com.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds.
They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Back here on 107.7 KBBY, Hay Springs, Nebraska, and ShadRad.com. Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. This third set sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law, experienced legal professionals, values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. And since we're about at the halfway point of this match, we'll go ahead and give our halftime sponsor, Shatter Insurance, insurance to fit your needs. Chase Thompson here with you. 1-1 is our score after the first two sets. Total score, Shatter leads 48 to. They got a lead because they. I'll get that for you as here in a moment. As fighting for it at the net, getting it over is Jordan Schnell. Back set, Grice into the double block. It's point for Sydney. Makes it 1-0 Sydney in this. Francis Schaefer Law third set. So Shattern. That's 48, Sydney with 41. So Shadron will still leads 48-42. Now 48-43 as an errant pass makes it 2-0 Red Raiders. And is back to serve and firing it over as Taylor Springer goes off the top of the tape, stays on their side. Cardinal point, 2-1, Red Raiders. This saw Kaden Buskirk and Clint Bailey walk in to the gym. We'll have him Friday night. It's going back row hunting and missing with it. It is the Cardinals, 3-1, Sydney. Serving it for Sydney is Kira Schrader. Watson let that come back onto her as Alcorn sends it over, received by Schrader, set near side. Off the double block, it's going to be a net violation on the Cards. It's going to be a Red Raider point, 4-1. Well, that second set ended up being 8-0. Oh, what a serve, what a receive by Watson. Alcorn goes back right off the elbows of Kira Schrader, overpass. Poirier sets it up. Now pinned back past Watts. Slingsby gets it blocked right back into her arms, and it gets down. 5-1, Sydney. Kara Schrader will serve it. Goes toward Alcorn. That's an ace for Kara Schrader. Her first of the night. Only the third of the night for Sydney. And Blakely Hoffman will get up out of her chair and call a timeout. This third set sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. We'll go ahead and let them take over the airways for 30 seconds. You're tuning in to Chatham Cardinal Volleyball here on KBPY-FM and Chatham.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Welcome back to the Birdcage, 6-1. Sydney Red Raiders lead the Chatham Cardinals here early in this Kreitz and Schaefer Law third set. Chatham got 1 point off service there, and serving as Kira Strader. Pitt will push it right back to Alcorn, who runs, tips it over. Back set, far side, that's off the antenna, so that's a point for the Cards. As Paige Slingsby will serve it. Junior. Left-handed bullet to the back left corner. Set near side. Nesbitt off balance goes long and misses just long. It's 6-4. Red Raiders. Slingsby will serve it again. Double jump into the net with the serve. It's a point for the Raiders. And to check on the decibel level right now, we are pushing at normal 80 to 86. Sydney with the serve. Free ball over the Red Raiders. Set near side. Nesbitt gets it down. It's our first kill of the third set. It's 8-3 Red Raiders. Second set went this way for the Cardinals as serving it and getting it over is Jordan Snell. Push far side. Watson hits it into the block. Pass right back to her. She gets a kill. Her first of the third set and the first statistic in terms of attacking for the Cardinals in this third set. And really Poirier will go back to serve for the Cards. She's in the libero, runs it over, dug up on near left, near side by Kira Schrader. Getting the kill, oh, that was a bomb by Lily Weiser. Nine to four, man, these teams are stepping it up tonight. Lily Schrader will go back to serve for the Red Raiders. Runs up, jump serve, Poirier on the back row, pins. Fans on it. It's 10-4. Sydney. No, they're going to call a net violation on the Red Raiders. Back to serve will be Jesse Alcorn. Fires it. Hick and Livy with the receive and free ball coming toward the Cardinals. Poirier be the one with the dig. Pitt back pass. Into Barron's, good dig by Kira Schrader. Pitt will push it toward Barron's. Hick and Libby with the dig. Pass near side, jostle at the net. They're still fighting for it. It is Riley Miscottis. Barron's still fighting. Here we go. Pitt pushes to the far side. Watson. Hick and Libby with the dig on the back row. Back pass toward Nesbitt. Off balance, she's been doing that night. Good. Dig by Kira Haig, and Watson will get it over. Nesbitt in the air, pushes over to Miss Gatiss. Locked at the net, now here comes Shattern. Watson, Barron's with a fake. Watson pushes it back, Poirier pushes it, Pitt gets it over. Man, we're still going. Poirier, now fight. Oh, and that does it for the point. Miscommunication, that was happening both sides, and the Red Raiders get the point. That was one you would have had to watch to completely see what I was seeing, and you couldn't even describe that one. you know, in the, for the school, watching, going to the school of John Baylor for not only ACT prep, but volleyball con, that one was a tough one. I think I would have failed that one in the ACT as well. Spin will push it to the far side, blocked by Barons. Barons! No. Set near side. Riley Miscatis. Oh, Saloon! With a dig. Watson pushes into the double block at this point for the Red Raiders. 11-5. Man, this is some high-level volleyball going on right now. And serving it is Deanna Horse and a net violation on the cards. No! It's a point for Shatterin. Oh, so it's an underpass. And the far side official will go have a discussion with Julie Smith, the head coach for the Sydney Red Raiders. That's at all the calls tonight. That's the least upset I've seen the coach, to be honest with you. Sophie Watson will serve into the tape and stays on their side, so it's a point for the guards. American Legion, the post-12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary, are proud support, and the Sons of the American Legion are proud supporters of the Shattering Cardinals. Let's go back to serve will be Regan hooking Livy, and she gets an ace score after Saloon. Saloon not able to get a dig. The worst ace of the match for Hickam Livy. Joe Peters Roofing. You're thinking about any kind of roof repair. There really is a name that comes to mind. I'm Joe Peters Roofing and T-Salon and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment with T-Salon online. Or call 308-432-3686 and check out the stop in and check out the latest in fashion. Jostle at the net. Swinging at it and getting the kill. Saloon lost her balance for a moment. That was Schnell with the kill. 14-6. As Hickam Livy serves it into the net. Point cards. 14-7. First two sets. Well, Shatterin won the first one. I mean, Sydney, I beg your pardon, won the first one. 25-23. Then Shatterin turned around and got 25-16. Second set win as Bo Barons will serve it and receive it in the back left corner by Hickam Livy. Set up. Schrader goes into the net. That's a point for the cards. Yeah. Schrader ran into the net. That's a point for Shatterin. So Shatterin with two straight points, cuts it down to sixes. Off the tape is Barons and gets the ace. Oh, we're having a lot of those tonight where it's just reaction plays, and who sees the reaction and makes the best one is getting the point tonight as Barons will serve. This one gets to the back row, set near side. Schrader goes back right corner and just a touch long. Barons will serve it again. Received by Schrader. Set to Schrader. Schrader sends the bomb down and gets the kill. It's her first kill this third set. Fourth of the match. 15-10. Hey, if you're not getting enough of your volleyball fix tonight, tune in to Sports Week. Tomorrow night I'll have Kelsey Kruk and Abby Hoopman, two assistants for Blake Lee Hoffman on tomorrow night. Starting at 6:06 at the winery. I'll be on KCSR. Set far side, Watson. I beg your pardon, that slings me again. Oh, no. Oh, the Sydney Red Raider player is okay. She nearly got the kill, and it ricocheted off the back of the head of one of the Red Raider players. She looks fine. The Cardinals cut the deficit down to four. Yeah, it's going to be officials' timeout as they have a discussion with Taylor Springer. She is she's blinking her eyes a little bit. She's stunned. Jenny Pitt will serve. Goes back middle. Springer sets it up for Lily Weiser, and a double block by the Cardinals cuts the deficit down to three. So it'll be Pitt to serve. Goes back left corner. Received by Hickam Livy. And Weiser goes in the net. That didn't get over or touched by the Cardinals. Down by two. Shattern is starting to work their way back into the set. Jenny Pint will serve, receiving the back left corner. Rush far side, Springer sends it over, free ball, Poirier. We get the dig, Pint tips it back. They're going to call that violation on Sydney. Yep. 15-14, the Red Raiders with the lead. Shattern is now cut the deficit from 7-1. Miss Pint will serve. Goes off top of the tape, received by Higgin-Livy. Set up near side, swinging at it is Schnell. Pushing it over, no. That was Watson who dug it up and then just launched. Ricocheted over, went wide right. 16-14, Sydney now as Kira Schrader will go back to serve. Schrader fires it, back row. Watson let it get to her out. Grice with the kill. Jove Grice. Fourth kill of the match. Brings it back with them one. Now Paige Singsby will be the one with the honors to serve it over to the far side. She's along the basketball line on the key. Fires it back row. Misses long. Hit off the left block, which means it's long, so it's a point for the Red Raiders. 17-15. As getting ready to serve it will be Jordan Schnell. She'll stop. Won't jump serve that one as Pint sets it up for Grice. Grice, cute with it, gets it down. Kara Hegg with the receive on that as well. Brings it back with them one. Man, this match is tight. Israeli Poirier will serve. Libero wearing a red jersey, white numbers. And we'll get an eight. Yep, get an ace. Shatter now has tied it up, and Sydney will call a timeout. Timeout sponsored by Dunbar's U Design at Top Notch Embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. You know, one thing that I missed here in the pregame show is that Shattern's been struggling as of late. I didn't want to say anything, but now that they're doing pretty solid, let's go ahead and talk about that. Shattern Cardinals are only 4-7 in the month of October. Have lost 7 out of the last 10 matches. It's a team that's been struggling on the ropes of things as of late. With sub-districts coming up here, 13 days as part of the Region 4, as part of the Quadrant 4. Quadrant 4. And Class C1, they're serpentining, but Shattern will be kind of with the same group programs that they're used to being with Bridgeport, Chase County, Hershey, Mitchell, and Ogallala. Chase County leads the group right now, so it looks like Imperial will be the site of the sub-district tournament. It's by a pretty wide number. So can they get some momentum? They got the Valentine invite coming up on Saturday and go to the Alliance next Tuesday. Israeli Poirier will serve. Jump serve from near side. Set up toward Nesbitt. Sprints over the three ball. Pint, back pass. Alcorn. Nope. Nesbitt. Good dig by Hegg. Pint pushes to the far side. Watson. Tipped it up in the air. Springer. Back row swing. Here's Schreier. Hegg with the tap and getting it over is Watson. Miscommunication. Nesbitt. Yeah, they're gonna call a double hit on the miscommunication. So Shattern with their first lead of the set. They were down by 7 at one point. And have worked their way back to the lead. 18-17. Poirier will serve. Good serve. Received by Schrader. Off balance. Back set over to Weiser. And it didn't get over. Cardinals now with a two-point lead, 19-17. This is a good Sydney club. Sits third in their sub-district. Yeah, and Gearing and Scottsboro, two teams that have absolutely taken it to Shattern this year. As Poirier serves it, that might have been long, but Sydney received it. Nesbitt swings at it. Poirier with the dig. Set up by Pint. Two Barons. No, dug up. Set near side. Nesbitt with a hammer. Hegg with the dig. Pint pushes it far side. Watson had a run at it, but it was off balance. And good receiver. received my pinch. He sends it over. No, it was an under hit. That's a kill. I'll put that in the book by Laramie Miscatis. 19-18. Both teams have a timeout. I don't think the way this set's going that we're going to see that timeout used. Pinch pushes it to Barons. Barons off the block. And double block pushed over. Pass far side. Watson. Set toward Nesbitt. Good dig by Poirier. Alcorn goes on it with them. What a kill! What a play! To 18, Cardinals up by two, late in this third set. Alcorn with the serve, received by Hickenlevy, back row, swinging at it is Larry Miscatis. Back pass toward Watson, pick up by Schrader. Set near side, Ryland Miscatis got it into the block. Now Nesbitt goes back corner, hunting, gets a kill. Substitutions on both sides as Versace Loon checks in. And for the Sydney Red Raiders, it'll be Deanna Horse. She's a serving specialist. She'll go back to serve it. She has a brace on that left knee, a little bit bigger than your typical knee pad. Stands on the ground, fires the serve. Hegg with the receive on the back right corner, tipping it over his pinch. She was trying to be sneaky. That, I went off top of the net. As Barons goes back corner and long, and we are tied at 20. That was not touched. That was just a bad shot. Serving it is Deanna Horse. She goes long with it. And the Cardinals now back with the lead. 21-20. Sophie Watson will serve. Fires it to the back left corner. Good receive. Sent near side. Schrader pushes it over. She's ran through that a couple times. Managed not to right there as Slingsby will be forced to send the free ball. No, that was almost a kill. Jump pass. By Chloe Schrader, and Slingsby with the hammer. 22-20. Sydney will call a timeout. Timeouts sponsored by Dunbar's U Design at Top Notch and Burger, including hats, Letterman's jackets, personalized stuff, animals, and more. 22-20 late in this. Credits to Schaefer Law, third set. I don't know about you guys, but I'm having some fun tonight. This one has been fun, and we still got a ways to go in this match. Shattern and Sydney knotted up at one apiece. So we're in the now 7 o'clock hour. Yeah, they haven't queued up closing time yet because we still got a long ways to go. It's really fun volleyball match. Feel good to see the city of Shattern get a win in volleyball. It's been a tough stretch of late. Shattern State Eagles lost both their matches. Lost a five-setter on Friday night to Colorado Springs and lost in four to Regis on Saturday, even though after they won the first set. And serving it will be Sophie Watson. Received in the back row. Chloe Schrader pushes it over to Laramie. Miscatis, Pence sets it up. Barons off the block and down. 23-20. Shattern has gotten 23 every set so far. They've had issues getting 20 in sets this season. So it will be Watson. Goes back middle. Tough receive. Tipping it over is Barons. Set point, Cardinals. Sydney will burn their last substitution of the set. Here we go. 24-20. Can Shattern go up 2-1 over their rival, the Sydney Red Raiders, and set the tone for the next couple weeks? Sophie Watson. Served to receive by Nesbitt on the back row. Watson with the save. Set far side, slings me. No, Nesbitt with the dig. Set near side to Raylan Misogatis. Penn will push over to Slingsby. Slingsby now with her typical run, but finishes off the set, and the Cardinals lead 2-1. This third set was sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Experience legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. 25-20 is your third set. Chatham leads 2-1. Can they close this match out? We'll find out here. A couple minutes. Fourth set coming up next here on 107.7 KBPY-FM and Shadrad.com.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family owned for 6 generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox to get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens. The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
To the fourth set we go. This fourth set sponsored by Best Western, West Hills, and wherever life takes you. Best Western is there. Chase Thompson here with you in the Black Valley Bank broadcast booth. A Valley Bank member. You belong here, member FDIC. Shadron leads 2-1 as they first serve. Set far side. Kiara Schrader fights for it and gets the opening kill of the set. 1-0 Sydney. Remember, Sydney had big leads in that last set, and the Shadron Cardinals battled their way back, continue fighting, grind it out, ended up with a 25-20 win. Serving it was Kiera Schrader. Set far side, Alcorn, yes! Jesse Alcorn with the kill, makes it one apiece. Bane Slingsby will be the one with the honors of sending it in. Slingsby hammers it. Good receive by Regan Hickman-Livey. And Regan Nesbitt hit it into the block. Set back set to Alcorn. Gets back over. Watson pushes it. Pitt hit it off the bottom of the net. It's 2-1 Sydney. That'll be Jordan Schnell with the one to serve. Hits it toward Poirier on the back row. She had to get down on the ground. Poirier will send over the free ball. Send on the back row, near side. Lily Weezer tried to kill it. Poirier will set up for Alcorn, who mistimes her attack and hits it into the net. So it's 3-1 Sydney. And this Best Western West Hills in. Fourth set. Bell will serve right into the net. 3-2. Sydney in the lead. Shattern about to serve. It would be Riley Poirier to serve as Bo Barons checks in for Jove Grice. Oh, man, we are having some fun tonight. As Riley Poirier will serve, goes to the back row. Received by Kira Schrader. Miscommunication. And sending it over will be Taylor Springer, who took a stinger to the back of the head in the last set as Barons kills it. Three to three. Shattering in full control of this match. Turns with all the points right now as the serve from Poirier is received on the back row. Free ball coming to the cards. Poirier will push it up toward Pint. Back sets out Alcorn. Double block. And Hegg got a hand on it. But it still gets down on the double block. So it's point for the Red Raiders. 4-3. Serving it will be number 15, Chloe Schrader. She gets a run, fires it over. Poirier gets the dig on the floor. Pass over to Watson. Dug up by Raven Miscottis. She gets it back, goes to the back corner, and it hits off the hoop shooting net, so you can get never shooting baskets or threes and missing them like me. You don't have to chase it down. It just ends up in the netting and passes it back to you, so you try to drain buckets all day. This one is put away, though. Hit off it, 4-4. Alcorn with the serve, and she'll get an ace out of the deal. 5-4 cards. One of the bigger wins of the year if they held on, pulled this one off. Alcorn will serve. She tends to serve from the near side. The righty jump serve goes across court. Higgin Levy gets it. Pint after the overpass. Poirier set it far side. Watson, no. Higgin Levy passes it up. And Springer sends it over. Poirier pushes it up toward the net. Back pass by Pitt. Barron's off balance. Good receive by Higgin Livy. Gets shot over. Haig with the dig. Pitt with the pass toward Watson. No. Dug up by Schaefer. Pushed over. Poirier passes it to up toward the net. Tipped at the net. Keeping it alive is Alcorn in a kill. I believe that was Pitt. Six to four. Cardinals. And even in that first set, it felt like it was they were the ones controlling things. Great serve over pass. Barron's tried to kill it. Poirier keeps it alive. Back set toward Barron's. Block it to the net. Shot over. Free ball toward the Red Raiders. Back pass. Nesbitt kills it. She has an arm. Like Sydney, it's all over the place. They got attacking abilities from about three or four different players, but Shattern is handling them pretty well. Going up against Scottsbluff a couple weeks out in the match that we had on here on the station, Shattern struggled with just one big arm, and they're handling three pretty good ones right now. Watson fires the boom and gets the kill. Now, it's not without saying that best server for Sydney, Kayla Westby, is out tonight with an injury. May not see her the rest of the year until we get to basketball. So Shattern still might have to deal with her in basketball. The semifinals for Class C1 last year, Sydney, and the serve goes long. It's a point for the Red Raiders. 7-6 cards. Reagan Eckenlively will serve. Jump serve, back row. Assuming it is Watson. Pint sets it up for Barron's off the block. Right in the middle, set near side. Off the block, Schrader, I beg your pardon. Overpass coming. Loose ball. Pint. Oh, Barron's gets it alive! And Barron's gets it down! Barron's flicked the wrist. Hit it with the knuckle shot. And Sydney, confused, lets it hit the hardwood, and the Cardinals now have an 8-6 lead as Bo Barron's back to serve, coming off the wild kill. Good serve received by Kira Schaefer near side, gets an opportunity to kill it, goes long with it, 9-6 cards. A And Behrens will serve. Here, Schrader will send it over. Set up. Back towards Slingsby, and she hits it off the top of the tape. It stays on their side, so that's a point. For the Red Raiders. Taylor Springer will serve it. If you hear the PA in the background, yes, that's our own Jeremy Anderson. That's an ace. For the Red Raiders, they're back with them one. Instead of Springer, the first she's put in the book tonight. Yes, that's our own Jeremy Anderson doing PA tonight. He'll be here on KBPY Friday night. We'll get back to that here in a second. As the server's received in the back row by Watson. Near side, Slingsby kills it. But here on 107.7 KBPY FM and ShadRad.com, Friday night, the Hayes Springs Hawks host the Minotaur Indians. 6:35 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff here on KBPY. Overpass, Pent was the one who served it. Slingsby keeps it alive. Alcorn off balance. Hinkin Livy keeps it alive. Poirier in the back right corner gets the dig. Pent back pass towards Slingsby. Overpass. Here comes Sydney. Kira Schrader. Zeman back middle. Good play by Shattern. And getting the kill is Slingsby. Jane back right corner. Got it down. 11-8 is the tally. Shattern in the lead, and Jenny Pent will serve it. It goes back left corner, and Jenny Pent gets an ace. Her fourth of the match. 12-8. Serve goes to the back row. Over, pass, free ball, set up for the Cardinals. Pent back pass toward Alcorn. Alcorn, all good save by Springer. Where? Pent sets it up for Grice, and she fanned on the shot. Looked like the fingers got too much of the ball, and shot and slingshot it long. So that's a point for the Red Raiders. 12-9 is your tally. And Gary Schrader will serve it up. Back middle, I'm not seeing many jump serves from Sydney. Grice tips it over, no, saved up by Springer. And free ball coming. Poirier has to get on the floor to get it. Pass to the far side. Alcorn, yes! Aimed at the back middle. Hicken Lively got a piece of it. Ended up hitting off the Gatorade cooler for Sydney. It's a point for the Cardinals, 13-9. As Paige Slingsby will be the one to serve. She fires it up in the air. That came hard down on Schaefer. Kira Schaefer, and Slingsby ends up with an ace. Her third of the match. Sydney will call a timeout down by 5. 14-9, the Shattern Cardinals lead Sydney Red Raiders midway through. It's Best Western West Hills in. Fourth set. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back after this message from Best Western West Hills in on KBPY.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
The timeout was sponsored by Dunbar Zoo Design, the top-notch in broadening, giving hats, leatherman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Shannon Cardinals lead Sydney Red Raiders 14-9 here in this Best Western West Hills Inn. What's that, wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Depending on whether this fourth set ends the match or not, our postgame show will be sponsored by Fitz 7. Just no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. 14-7 back to service. Slingsby, free ball coming as Nesbitt. That did not go over the net. That went over the official. That's a point for the Cardinals. 15-9. Shatterin. Serving it, Slingsby. Oh, that was a bullet. Here's Schrader able to keep it. But that's an ace for Slingsby. It's actually three straight aces for Paige Slingsby. Shatterin might be queuing up closing time on the music playlist. 16-9, up by 7. Barron service, Slingsby. They're attacking here. Schrader in the back row, pushing it toward the front of the net. Good dig by Slingsby. And we'll push it over the far side. Watson will just send it over. Set toward the front of the net. Nesbitt, all good. Save, push right back. Pitt with the save. Alcorn will fire it from the 10-foot line. A lot of miscommunications happening on both sides as Nesbitt will send it over. Slingsby from the back row. Pass over the far side. Watson, no. Hick and Livy set up at the net. Fight jostling at it. And swinging at it is Lily Weiser, and she gets a kill. She's had one in each set now. That's her fourth, 16-10. Is Tally Shattern leading Sydney 2-1 in set score and 16-10 in this fourth set. And serve into the net by Jordan Schnell, makes it 17-10. Riley Poirier will serve it. The righty fires it. Back row, letting it get to her. Is Nesbitt, she'll come up and fire that toward the back right corner. It's long, 18-10 guards. This would be a big win for Shatterin. Really big win for Shatterin. Where will serve. That's a knuckleball that misses wide right. 18-11. Chloe Schrader will be the one to serve, number 15. And that's a Jeff serve. Poirier catches it. Pass to the far side. Watson tips it over. Fight for it at the net. Trying to see who got the kill. That is Laramie Miscatis. That's her third of the match. 18 wild cards. So Laramie Miscatis. Chloe Schrader to serve it. Back pass to the far side. No! Watson nearly got a kill. It was a good dig. Hint pushes it. Back pass to Alcorn. That's off the double block, and it's a kill for Alcorn. That's her third of the set. Ninth of the match. And a timeout is taken by Sydney. Timeout sponsored by Dunbar's U Design and top-notch embroidery, including hats, Ludwig jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Hey, tomorrow night on 6:10 a.m. KCSR and Shadrad.com, beginning at 6:06 p.m. out at the winery. We'll have the Hay Springs Head football coach as they are looking to make another run toward the state championship game. They lost by 2 last year to SCM. I'll have him on the show. And also tomorrow night, I'll have two coaches from the Shattern Cardinals volleyball team. Hopefully they're coming off a big win. Head coach Blake Lee Hoffman, I haven't said it all night, but if you do see her right now, she is wearing a walking boot. She tore her Achilles tendon while retrieving a volleyball during the Twin Cities invite a couple weeks ago. She is due to have surgery on that tomorrow, so we're thinking of Blake Lee and her family tomorrow. But she'll have her assistant coaches, Kelsey Crock and Abby Hoopman, join me on the show tomorrow night out at the winery, beginning at 6 o'clock over at 6:10 KCSR and Shadrad.com. On Thursday, beginning at 4 o'clock on KCSR, we'll have the Denver Broncos and New Orleans Saints. Denver coming off a tough loss where they fought back late against San Diego Chargers. Not San Diego anymore, but Los Angeles Chargers. I had to make an Anchorman reference at some point, but we'll have them and the New Orleans Saints beginning at 4 o'clock on KCSR. Free ball coming over to the Cardinals after the serve. Pitt sets it up for Barons. Nope. Dug up by Schaefer. Kira Schaefer tipped over. Pass from Pitt over to the far side. Watson off balance. Dug up by Kira Schaefer coming toward the net. Riley Miscatis. And off the block, it lands out of bounds. I actually hit off the top of the antenna. So it's a point for the Cards. 19-13. And Deanna Hornst will be the one to serve it for the Red Raiders. Fires it off the top of the tape. Service there, 20-13. Shatter might be able to close this one out. And with this, with volleyball being kind of tough to, I'll just go ahead and give it out to the reader after this point. As serving it is Sophie Watson. Dug up by Horse on the back row. Free ball coming. That's a high arcing three ball. Shattern should be able to get in their system pretty easily. Poirier pushes over. Slingsby into the block. And down. For the Red Raiders. Coming up as soon as we deem fit, we'll give the Service Barbershop player of the game, Donnie Dotson, a Service Barber's longtime supporter of our area athletes. Really good barber as well, and great dude. As Pint sends it the far side, Slingsby, yes! ...21-14, the Cardinals. We're going to be sub for Sydney, late sub. As, who's that coming in? Valerie Viscus, freshman. We'll check him for the first time tonight. Sophomore. Makes me wonder if Sydney's waving the white flag, if she's going to be the one who gets served and the way the bench is reacting. Schaefer, oh! Saloon with the dig! Scottsmuff attacked her heavy in their match earlier, and she just had one heck of a dig. Hit, tips it over, dug up, back pass. Couldn't see who that was. It got down. I couldn't see who that was. That was number 11. Jordan Schnell. Kill. She's another player. He has got one and all. Four sets of the match. Springer will go back to serve. 21-15 against Chattern. Get a few more to close this one out. Springer with the serve. Shooting it heavy on the back row. Watson pass. Slingsby off the block. Alcorn got a piece of it, but ends up in the bench. So that's point for the Red Raiders. 21-16. Springer will serve it again. She serves it right from the middle. In fact, she's standing over what will be the secondary volleyball net cover. She jumps up in the air, fires it. Poirier gets in the back left corner, push far side, Slingsby off the block, Slingsby with another kill. Shatter, no matter what happens over the next few weeks, their season end in Imperial or in district final, wherever that may end up being, man, this is going to be a good club going forward. They got a lot of talent, only graduating one senior, and some trying to send it over and hit it to the net is Fiskus. And it is 23-16. Cardinals 2 points away from closing this one out and closing out their home slate with a dub. They have one home win this season. It was a 3-1 win over Rapid City Christian last time out here at home. Actually, two wins. They beat Gordon Rushell in four sets. No, they brought out the brooms on that one. I beg your pardon. Set into the net straight. Nope. Pant pushes it to Slingsby. Slingsby panned on the shot. It's 23-17. So the wins for Shattern at home, Rapid City Christian 3-1, Gordon Rushville in 3. Lost to Alliance, lost to Scotts Bluff. Pretty handily. It's only the fifth home match of the year as handing into the block is Grice. 23-18 now. Serving it will be Kira Schrader. Pint sets it up. Alcorn misjudged her run. Got it over. Swinging at it is Weiser. Watson on the back row. Here comes Slingsby. Tipped it over. Pushed near inside. Swinging into the block. And getting it down. As the Cardinals off the block. Jordan Schnell came up and fired the shot. Hit into the block. Set point, Cardinals. Back to serve will be Paige Slingsby. Player of the night, be my Service Barbershop player of the game. Off balance serve. Taking Livy with a receive, fires it over. Pitt, now Poirier. Pass near side, Alcor gets it down, the Cardinals. after being swept twice by the Red Raiders this season, gets this one in four sets. 25-18 is the fourth set score. The Cardinals win this one. 3-1. And Blake Lehoffen, the night before she gets her Achilles fixed, will have a good feeling going into surgery tomorrow. Ha! What a fun one. We'll go ahead and take an extended break. Come back for the Pitt 7 postgame show. You're tuning in Shadron Cardinal Volleyball here on 107.7 KBBY-FM and Shadron.com.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Shadron High student-athletes.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shadron or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Shadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shadron or online at shadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
Welcome back to the Birdcage, the Pitt 7 postgame show. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Man, that was fun. Shadron Cardinals take this one 3-1. Lost the first set 23-25, then got the second set 25-16, 25-20 at the third, and 25-18 is your final score. But, yeah, this is the final home match of the season. I look down on the floor right now, and I see Kira Hegg being taking numerous photos right now, the one senior on this Shadron Cardinal roster playing in her last home game this season. The Cardinals now 13-18, go to Valentine for a couple matches this weekend, then go to Alliance next Tuesday. Sydney drops to 15-13, and we'll go to Baird on Thursday, and then Northland Triangular this weekend. Our Dunbar's U Design at Player of the Game, Donnie Dotson and Service Barber is a proud supporter of our area athletes, is Paige Slingsby, who finishes with 14 kills unofficially on the night. Just been a well-rounded effort for the Shadron Cardinals in this win tonight. We'll go ahead and take another break, come back and wrap this one up. You're tuning in to Shadron Cardinal Volleyball here on 107.7 KBBY-FM and Shadrad.com.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner, and Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first. Just like you do for your family.
This is the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Welcome back to the Birdcage. Shattering Cardinals win this one 3-1 over the Sydney Red Raiders. A fun night here for the final home match of the regular season for Shattern as they win this one by a total of 3-1. Kira Haig playing in her last home match for the Shattern Cardinals tonight. Plays very well as a role player for the Cardinals as they get set to go for the rest of the regular season. Coming up here over on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com, tomorrow night we'll have Sports Weekly. Onto the assistant coaches, Abby Hootman and Kelsey Kruck will be on the show with me, along with the head coach of the Hay Springs football team, 6:06 start time on KCSR and Shadrad.com. Thursday night on KCSR, we'll have Denver Broncos football. They'll take on New Orleans Saints, 4 o'clock pregame. That'll be the Broncos Radio Network with that one. And then on Friday night on KCSR, we'll have Shadron High School football between Shadron Cardinals and the Gearing Bulldogs. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff on KCSR. And here on KBPY, it'll be Hay Springs versus Minotaure. Well, that'll do it for me tonight from Shadron High School, the Birdcage. Next time we'll talk from the Birdcage. It'll be in December for basketball. Can't wait to be here for that one. But for everyone at Shadron Communications, Jared Furno, Jet Rasmussen, Jeremy Anderson, Dennis, Kathy Brown, Kirk Williams, and me, Chase Thompson, saying good night from the Birdcage. Shadron Cardinals win this one 3-1.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO. Independent and family owned for six generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at FNBO.com, member FDIC.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Chadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Chadron or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
Some programs this hour may be pre-recorded.
You are tuned to KBPY, A Springs, Chadron.
Classic Hits Radio, Chadron's best music. KBPY.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Vice President Kamala Harris joined influential black radio host Charlamagne tha God in an iHeartRadio audio town hall today. Harris says she's ignoring insults toward her being hurled by Donald Trump.
If I responded to every name he called me,
I wouldn't be focused on the things that actually help the American people, and that's my focus.
Harris will be interviewed by Fox's Bret Baier tomorrow, which will air on Special Report at 6 p.m. Eastern. The former president sat down for a town hall event at the Economic Club in Chicago, where he and moderator Bloomberg editor-in-chief John Mecklethwaite sparred over tariffs, which Trump supports.
I know how committed you are to this, and it must be hard for you to, you know, spend 25 years talking about tariffs as being negative and then have somebody explain to you that you're totally wrong.
Trump believes tariffs would protect American workers and encourage companies to build factories in the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Good morning, doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Clear skies tonight with lows in the lower 40s and still breezy coming out of the south around 30, but gusts as high as 40. Those winds will stay just as high through tomorrow. Luckily, we'll have the temperature to match it, highs around 80 degrees and still sunny, clear into Thursday, with again highs around 80 there, breezy west winds as high as 30, and then Friday, we'll have a chance of rain, cloudy, and 60 for a high.
step right up. See the sun is showing town for only 50 cents.
Step right up. Hurry, hurry. Before the show begins. My friends. Stand in line. Get your tickets. Up. It'll only cost you 50 cents to see what life has done to those like you and me. See the man with the broken heart. You'll see that he is sad. He hurts so bad.
So bad.
See the girl who has lost the only love she ever had. There's got to be no sadder show to see. No doubt about it, satisfaction's guaranteed.
Sideshow begin.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Step right on in. Can't afford to pass it by. Guaranteed to make you cry.
See the man who's been crying for a million years. So it's more exciting than a one-man band. The saddest little show in all the land.
So let the sideshow begin.
Hurry,
can't afford to pass it by. Guaranteed to make you cry. Let the
share the joy. east of Omaha. You can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Well, you walk into a restaurant, strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches. Is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered. You don't dare make a stand. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Out there in the spotlight, you're a million miles. Of energy you try to give away as the sweat pulls out your body like the music that you play. Later in the evening, as you lie awake in bed with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. Ah, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page.
For the special occasions in your life, weddings, birthdays, graduations, anniversaries, holidays, births, reunions, the most unique personalized gifts are at Engravers. Get engraved wine glasses, picture frames, coffee cups with photographs on them, There are so many gifts, you'll be making up holidays of your own just so you'll have a reason to give a gift from Engravers. Stop in at Engravers, 230 Bordeaux in Chadron, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., or call 432-8371, Engravers of Chadron.
Let's talk man to man. Growing up in Nebraska, we're taught to be strong, rugged, independent. To keep our feelings inside, it can really take a toll. If you're struggling, there's someone to talk to right now. Call or text 988. You'll get skilled, caring support 24/7. No judgment, just help. It worked for me. It'll work for you. Paid for by the University of Nebraska Public Policy Center. Aired with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Looking to get a home project done while it's cold outside? For interior work like drywall, flooring, or small-scale remodels, call Danielson Construction at 430-5351.
Here are the hours at the Chadron Aquatics and Wellness Center. Open swim Sunday and Monday, 1 to 6, and Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 7. Lap swim Monday through Friday, 6 to 9, Tuesday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Water aerobics are Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 7:15, and 7:30 to 8:15. The walking track is available anytime the pool is open. Cost for the party room is $50. These hours are in effect all year long. Call 432-0524 for details.
Clear skies tonight with lows in the lower 40s and still breezy coming out of the south around 30, but gusts as high as 40. Those winds will stay just as high through tomorrow. Luckily, we'll have the temperature to match it, highs around 80 degrees and still sunny, clear into Thursday, with again highs around 80 there, breezy west winds as high as 30, and then Friday, we'll have a chance of rain, cloudy, and 60 for a high.
Show kicking with your torso, boys getting high and the girls even more so. Wave your hands if you're not with a man. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
I got, you got, we got everybody. I got the gift, gonna stick it in the goal. It's time to move your body. For your masses, give no head, no backstage passes. Have a proper giggle, I'll be quite polite, but when I rock the mic, I rock the mic. You got no love, then you're with the wrong man. It's time to move your body. If you can't get a girl, but your best friend can, it's time to move your body.
Stop, DJ.
Classic Ballads on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY.
Keep this love We've got your classic hits.
My music.
Totally awesome.
I love the station.
And you can take us along anywhere you go.
Everywhere.
Anywhere I want.
24/7.
Love to listen online at work.
My smart speaker.
On the app.
The greatest classic hits. KBPY.
Hi, this is Susan with Friends of the Library in Chadron. During times of economic hardship, it might be easy to think that libraries would be a good place to cut funding. But it's important to remember that libraries are essential to economic recovery because they provide valuable resources for people trying to get back on their feet. Just one of the services they offer enables people to use computers to apply for jobs and to take virtual classes and training online. Visit the Chadron Public Library soon to learn how they can help you.
Whether you like fishing together or fishing to get away, for the thrill of reeling in a big one, or just going out to have a good time, on the banks of your local pond, at a bend in a river, or on one of our many lakes and reservoirs, you'll always find the perfect place to cast a line. Here, beneath Nebraska skies. Start planning your next fishing adventure today at letsfishnebraska.com. Sponsored by Nebraska Game and Parks, aired with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
From head to toe, including orthopedic and wound care, Chadron Community Hospital has you covered with their wide range of specialty providers. Take the first step towards a healthier you with Chadron Community Hospital.
Nuts and Bolts Fabric in Edgemont is a sewing and quilting store with a showroom beyond compare and an accompanying website that, if need be, will bring the showroom to you. Whether you're sure or not of what you need, the folks at Nuts and Bolts are there to lend a hand. Sewing machine sales and service, along with quilting and sewing classes, just some of the reasons that folks shop at Nuts and Bolts in Edgemont. Now, no matter how you get there, either in person or via the web, Nuts and Bolts Fabric in Edgemont is at your service.
Clear skies tonight with lows in the lower 40s and still breezy coming out of the south around 30, but gusts as high as 40. Those winds will stay just as high through tomorrow. Luckily, we'll have the temperature to match it. Highs around 80 degrees and still sunny. Clear into Thursday with, again, highs around 80 there. Breezy west winds as high as 30. And then Friday, we'll have a chance of rain. Cloudy and 60 for a high.
The light.
When we all know. one lesson to be learned. Traveling twice the speed of sound, it's easy to get burned.
Some programs this hour may be pre-recorded.
You are tuned to KBPY, Hay Springs, Shadron.
Classic Hits Radio, Shadron's best music. KBPY.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. Vice President Kamala Harris joining Charlemagne the God in an iHeartRadio audio town hall. The Democratic nominee maintains she was never appointed the country's border czar, as Donald Trump indicates, saying she has bigger priorities.
If I responded to every name he called me, I wouldn't be focused on the things that actually help the American people, and that's my focus.
Former President Trump sitting down for an interview at the Economic Club of Chicago today. The former president touting his economic plan that includes imposing high tariffs on foreign goods.
The higher the tariff, the more likely it is that the company will come into the United States and build a factory in the United States so it doesn't have to pay the tariff.
Former President Trump rallying in Atlanta, Georgia this evening. Early voting got underway today in the swing state, with Trump urging supporters to get out and vote. The vice president maintains a one-point lead over the former president, according to Real Clear Politics. America's listening to Fox News.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Good morning, doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When your vehicle has an issue, where do you take it? Wahlstrom Ford of Shadron, of course. You see, the entire service department at Wahlstrom Ford has made it their life's work to provide you with quality service work. They know how each and every one of you relies on your vehicle to get you where you need to go. They also want you to feel that you've been heard regarding what the issues are and how they intend to fix them. You're valued at the value store. Wahlstrom Ford of Shadron, 50 years in the making and counting.
Clear skies tonight with lows in the lower 40s and still breezy coming out of the south around 30, but gusts as high as 40. Those winds will stay just as high through tomorrow. Luckily, we'll have the temperature to match it, highs around 80 degrees and still sunny, clear into Thursday. But again, highs around 80 there, breezy west winds as high as 30. And then Friday, we'll have a chance of rain, cloudy and 60 for a high.
Just hovered around his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing
10 feet off a beer, walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? They've got catfish on the table. They've got gospel.